The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a study, Children's Palliative Care in Ireland, was launched today during Children's Hospice Week. It reveals that up to one in 168 children in Ireland are living with life-limiting conditions. That's nearly double previous estimates. This, of course, will have significant implications for, of course, it goes without saying, the families themselves, but also hospital capacity and national health policy. We're joined now by the CEO of Laura Lynn, Ireland's Children's Hospice, Kerry McLafferty. Kerry, thanks indeed for coming into us. I'm kind of stunned that we were so wrong in the past about the numbers. Tell us why did we get it so wrong in the past?
It's a simple answer, is that we haven't been basing those estimates on Irish data. So what might be surprising to your listeners is that so far, up until now, we have based all of our estimations on the number of children living in Ireland with life-limiting conditions on evidence that's based in UK-based population data that we have extrapolated and applied to our CSO figures. So those estimates have just not been representative of the Irish population data.
And sorry for the bluntness of this question, but does that suggest that we have more issues, more ongoing issues here than our neighbours across the water in the UK?
No, not necessarily. I suppose there's definitely comparisons, particularly, and if you break down the UK data, it differs among Scottish data to Welsh data to UK, more broader UK data. But particularly, I think when you look at our own Irish data, we've had challenges so far in collecting, and even during this research process, it's been really difficult to collect Irish data because we don't have a unique patient identifier. And this has been really, really challenging. So in the UK, they have access to a patient identifier, so you can track a patient all the way through their health journey, whereas in Ireland, we still don't have that.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. Your hospitals don't talk to each other. They all have separate systems and so on.
Exactly.
I suppose, what are the implications of this? I mean, again, it goes without saying, the implications for the families who find themselves in this situation where their children have life-limiting conditions is horrendous. It's every parent's worst nightmare. But there are even broader implications as well, aren't there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, Laura Lynn is 15 years old this year, and we have grown and developed over those 15 years. But it has been, I suppose, without really acknowledging the full scale of the number of children and families that are out there that really need our care. So this research, it's really, really powerful information and it's come at a really critical time, because at the moment the government have committed to renewing the National Children's Palliative Care Policy, which dates back to 2009. So it's really outdated and based on really old data. So we have that commitment now, and this research is coming at a really, really critical time, so we can use it to inform new policy development and to help plan service development and growth. So now that we know that there are almost double the amount of children and families that actually need our care, we can plan how best that we can meet their needs and provide services that are equitable and accessible all around the country.
Okay, does it also suggest that we need more healthcare resources then?
Definitely. So another part of this research looked at the hospital utilisation of children with life-limiting conditions. And whilst they're a very, very small percentage, so less than 1% of all children are children with life-limiting conditions. However, if you look at the number of bed nights that these children occupy within the health system, it's nearly 20% of all bed days are for this small cohort of children.
And I imagine they need, you know, ICU and so on, the much more sophisticated things in hospital, healthcare in hospital.
Absolutely. So, you know, if we look at the length of stays, even so for children who are in hospital for longer than 1 month or longer than 3 months, the numbers really, really increase when you compare them to children who don't have a life-limiting condition. So the healthcare resources that these children consume are really disproportionate to children who don't have a life-limiting condition. But it just shows that really small amount of children are really, really high healthcare utilisation.
Final question, Kerry. Does this study deal with the practical implications for families of dealing with this awful situation? I'm thinking of things like, you know, travelling to hospital, where they stay if they're if they're coming up to, say, the National Children's Hospital in Dublin. Does it deal with that kind of practical stuff?
It does. And one of the lovely things about this piece of research was that it is really, really collaborative in how the methodology was done. So it was clinicians, it was researchers, but we had also the family voice reflected. And so we heard from families the real challenges. So, for example, we heard this morning at the launch from a mother who lives in Limerick and yet comes 2.5 hours to Dublin for her child with a life-limiting condition. And she was giving the example of, you know, she might be given an 8 a.m. hospital appointment, but that means she has to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning so that she can navigate feeds and changes and plan how she's going to get in the car, drive 2.5 hours to Dublin. And then she might get to Dublin at 8 o'clock and maybe not see the consultant until 10. And so it's those real practical pieces that we really do need to address. So some of that, those stories have come through in the research, and that it has really informed those practical things that we need to address for children and families. It's much bigger than just the healthcare. It's all of the supports that we need to provide to meet the needs of these children and families.
Okay, it sounds like a really important piece of work. That's the Children's Palliative Care in Ireland study launched today during Children's Hospice Week. The CEO of Laura Lynn, Ireland's Children's Hospice, Kerry McLafferty, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.